This is a CK to Z news update. Six lucky participants got to learn the basics from master woodcarver Volker Steigemann over a series of three Saturday mornings this month. Four children and two adults gathered for 2 hours each time at the open-air gazebo at the Gorge Harbor Marina Resort. CK to Z News caught up with Steigemann on the final day of the course.
How did it go?
Pretty good, very fun.
What were you able to teach them in the 3 weeks?
Well, I was trying to basically to make a face so that they know how to use the knife on the in and out triangles and the grain which is in the wood is sort of determining which way they have to hold the wood and be safe with it.
Okay.
And also knife techniques and to be safe with it. So they hold it mostly so that they can't cut themselves. But it's also very tricky because some of them knives maybe have been a bit too big.
For the smaller hands?
Yeah, but it actually worked out.
While there is certainly a lot for a very experienced teacher to pass on to a novice, Steigemann said that
observation is really everything in a lot of professions. How will I do this? And sometimes you see it done by somebody else. Oh, that makes it easier, right? And still practicing because, oh, it looked easy when this person did it, and when I do it, it isn't. So that teaches you that, aha, you have to hone in your skills and hone in your observations and bring in forward whatever you have of the piece to want to express something with.
He refers to wood carving as a language, saying that as an artist, you
do a translation from what you see from your eyes, basically, into your hands. And it's the same when you draw, you see something. And that's why I'm sometimes said it would be good to draw something alive because you look at it and then try to put it into your pencil from your hands onto the paper, which is an explaining to yourself one more time of what this form will look like when you carve it. That's why you draw, right? And then this wonderful idea of the transformation from your eyes to your hands. And the movement, so that you have the dexterity in your hands and you develop skill, which is a very important thing. You know, where the more skill you have in your hands, the more I think you will feel more confident on doing things.
There are other ways carving in wood communicates to onlookers of the finished piece.
When you do a lot of it, you can see how it looked on your own piece. If it's crude or not, or here and there, it's more smooth. And so it sometimes is on what you want to pronounce and what you want to have it look like. And that's a language. And I see a language in it because I can see, okay, this person used a chisel, this person used a knife, or this person used a grinder and a chainsaw plus a knife. You can read all of this in sculptures, especially wooden ones. Because it's not very forgiving. It shows everything. And that's the nice part about it. Some people like it rough and some people don't. But it's depending on what you see and what fits with your observation. Sometimes it has to look rough. Sometimes it has to look fine. And that brings sometimes really densities in your work. You play basically with the surface. You're a surface surfer.
He also mentioned that as compared to other ways of using wood as a raw material, carving uses relatively little, thereby conserving this limited resource. At the same time, one may end up with a value-added product that's potentially worth much more than a utilitarian item, for example.
And you've been doing wood carving for a very long time.
Oh yeah. First I learned it from my dad, my brother, and from my grandpa. And then later on, when I was 16, I went to go have an apprentice in Oberammergau. And after that, I went into the Academy of Fine Arts in Munich. And after that, I came to Canada.
Have you done many workshops over the years? Or is this one of the
first? I have done several, some with carving and some even with casting and some with drawing, because it all comes together in sculpting and clay work and then casting I showed at one point. And so they were all variations of teaching somewhere over North Island College and various backgrounds.
Do you think you might do some in the future? I think there's a lot of demand.
Yeah, I probably would. And maybe we have to find a more warmer place. Because right now it's mostly hand carving. So your hands stays warm, but the rest of the body maybe is getting cold after 2 hours. October after all. We were lucky. We had good light here and got the tables, everything nice. And
Kenny Sananen, one of the adult participants, commented on his experience.
It's really been a wonderful chance to work on an outlet, to take some time away and block it away and come here on these Saturdays. And like Volker said there, get something from your eyes and from your mind into this piece of wood and just play with it. It was great. It was wonderful.
You've been listening to an interview with Volker Stegman and Kenny Sananen about the 3-week wood carving workshop that wrapped up on October 23rd.